Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and each week we are so blessed that you take the time to listen to these messages. It's our prayer here at the Seed that you'll come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. We would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings. We worship at 9 a.m. Pacific time in Rancho Cucamonga. The address is 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga. But I know many of you listening are not able to drive into Rancho Cucamonga, but you can listen and watch and worship online with our live service at 9 a.m. You can go to our website at www.seedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the live stream, worship, fellowship, chat, offer up prayers, connect. If you miss those opportunities, you can always go to our YouTube channel and watch any of our services or our weekly messages or our children's messages. And the YouTube channel is the Seed Christian Fellowship. Over the past 5 weeks, we've been looking at words of hope found throughout the scriptures. The title of this series, I called it Hope Revealed. On the first week, we built a foundation of hope, and we looked at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, which says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." The second week, we learned that we were born again into a living hope, and we looked at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and His great mercy. He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." In the third week, we heard the good news from Paul in the book of Romans that we will have a persevering hope. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, 3 through 5, he said, "We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that our suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us." Well, and if you were listening last week, we learned that we have a glorious hope that will never fade, and we can be bold because we have this hope. Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians 3:12. "Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold." If you want a copy of these passages, you can email me at pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship, and I'll get you some hope passages, because if you're looking for hope, God will give you hope. In Jesus, we have a foundation of hope that gives us a living hope, a saving hope, a persevering hope, and a glorious hope. Today, we'll learn to have a remembering hope, no matter what comes our way. Our Old Testament reading is from the book of Lamentations, and our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John. Before we come to God's living word of hope, let us come before the one who promises a hope that will never disappoint us. Let us pray. Lord God of all hope, we come today to have our hearts filled with an everlasting hope. May your words be alive and redemptive, and may your words bring us a hope that we will always remember and never forget. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grab your Bible. We're going to be in Lamentations chapter 3, 21 through 23. For many of you, it probably is a familiar passage. If it's not, I would say mark this passage down. Lamentations 3, 21 through 23. "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, for the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Lamentations 3, 21 through 23. Well, we're going to turn to our gospel reading in the Gospel of John, chapter 12 through 19. The next day, the great crowd that had come before the feast heard that Jesus was on his way into Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it was written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. But the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "This is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Wow, some great passages. In our passage from Lamentations, we hear again that powerful word, the word of hope in the midst of suffering, doubt, fear, frustration, pain, discouragement, opposition, or disappointment. Let's set the scene for us today. Jerusalem has been totally destroyed by the Babylonians. The best and the brightest of the Jews were taken to Babylon to be slaves. The rest of the people who had not died in the invasion were left behind in a broken-down city, a city with no walls, no food, no protection, and almost no hope. Yet in these shadows of doubt, despair, discouragement, and disappointment, the writer of Lamentation remembers. Most scholars credit the prophet Jeremiah for writing the book of Lamentations. Jeremiah is nicknamed the Weeping Prophet. By the time we get to chapter 3, we hear a cry of hope. Jeremiah remembers that his God is a loving God. Listen again to how Jeremiah says it. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail." The word that Jeremiah uses for God's love is hesed, H-E-S-E-D, B-C-H-E-S-E-D, depending on the translation, but it's a guttural Hebrew word, chesed or hesed. It's a powerful word of grace, mercy, loving kindness, and steadfast love. Those are just some of the ways that word is translated in English. Grace, mercy, loving kindness, steadfast love. Listen again to how Jeremiah writes, "Because of the Lord's great love." Because of the Lord's great love. Listen how he says it. Because of the Lord's great love. Listen again as Jeremiah writes, "Because of the Lord's great love. Because of God's great grace. Because of God's great mercy. Because of God's great loving kindness. Because of God's steadfast love." Wow. We are not consumed, not finished, not used up. Why not? Because God's compassions never fail. It is wonderful that Jeremiah uses the plural for compassions by using the word compassions, plural, instead of singular compassion. Our God is a God of countless daily compassions for each one of us. In the Hebrew, Jeremiah is telling us that God is filled with countless expressions of love towards us, not just one time, not just one time each day, but over and over and over again. We can count on the fact that God's great love and grace and mercy, loving kindness, steadfast love for us is a countless number for us each and every morning. We really need to remember this. We cannot exhaust God's love for us. Let me say that again. We need to remember that we cannot exhaust God's love. We cannot exhaust God's love. Have you ever been discouraged? I don't know each of you listening today, but I pray every time before I start, and I pray every time after I start these messages. Have you been discouraged? Have you been defeated? Have you been disappointed? Are you disillusioned? Are you overwhelmed? Are you overcome? Are you an outcast? Do you know what it's like to lose hope? These poor people have lost their hope, the ones that Lamentations are written, it's written to, Jeremiah's writing. The walls of their great city have been destroyed. The city is in ruins. The people have no peace. Dr. Richard Swenson wrote a book called Margin, Restoring Emotional, Physical, Financial, and Time to Overloaded Lives. In his book, Dr. Swenson talks about being out of margin. He would say that margin, quote unquote, is the space between your load and your limit. I like that. Margin is the space between your load and your limit. He would also say that most of us are loaded beyond our limit. This means we have no margin in our lives. When we lose our margin, we begin to lose our hope. Quinson wrote, quote, the conditions of modern-day living devour margin. Marginless is being 30 minutes late to the doctor's office because you were 30 minutes late getting out of the hairdresser, because you were 10 minutes late dropping the children off to school, because the car ran out of gas two blocks before the gas station, you forgot your purse. That, my friends, is marginless. Margin, on the other hand, is having a breath at the top of the staircase, money at the end of the month, and sanity left over after all the adolescence. Marginless is the baby crying and the phone ringing at the same time. Margin is the grandma taking care of the baby for the afternoon. Marginless is being asked to carry a load 5 pounds heavier than you can. Marginless is not having enough time to finish the book you're reading on stress. Margin is having the time to read it twice. Marginless is fatigue. Margin is energy. Marginless is red ink. Margin is black ink. Marginless is a hurry. Margin is calm. Marginless is our culture. Margin is counterculture, having some space and life in our schedule. Margin is reality. Margin is a remedy. Marginless is the disease of our decade, but margin is the cure. We've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We're so blessed that you listen. Our prayer team at The Seed love to pray. And if you have a prayer concern, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the prayer icon, write your prayer, and our prayer team will pray for you. There's a place if you want a response. If you have a question or you need a prayer, you can always email me at pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. I'll respond and I'll pray for you. People in Jeremiah's time were left behind in their destroyed city of Jerusalem. They were marginless and hopeless. They had no wall. They had no protection. They had no food. They were discouraged. They were defeated, depressed, and deeply disappointed. God now sends a message through the prophet Jeremiah. All the people, but there is hope. Listening today needs hope. I know I do at times. Listen again, he says, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. These words in Lamentation are familiar to many Christians because they form the basis for a well-known hymn called Great is Thy Faithfulness. Great is Thy Faithfulness. It was written by Thomas O. Chisholm. And it goes, you probably know the verses. Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning from Thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. The story of how Chisholm came to write this great hymn reveals a profound truth about God's faithfulness. Many of our great hymns were written in response to a dramatic spiritual experience. This is not the case with Great is Thy Faithfulness. The hymn was not the product of a single experience of Chisholm, but a lifetime of God's faithful care. Not long before his death, Chisholm wrote these words, my income and has never been large at any time because of impaired health in the early years, which has followed me on until now. But I must not fail to record here the unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God, and that He has given me many wonderful displays of His providing care, which have filled me with astonishing gratefulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, he wrote. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Our first so what for today comes from the prophet Jeremiah. Our hope comes from waiting on the Lord. Jeremiah wrote it this way, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. As Chisholm looked back over his life, he saw a faithful God, and his hope was in God, and when what he did was magnify God by writing, Great is Thy faithfulness. We hear, you know, in our passage in John, the people shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in Hebrew literally means, save us, we beseech you. This was the cry from the people as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the Sunday before Passover. The crowd had heard about Jesus' raising Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus called Lazarus' name, and out from the tomb he walked. Word had spread, and everyone was wild with enthusiasm and hope. Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, so they started shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. The day Jesus rode into town on a donkey was the day that all the Jewish people gathered in Jerusalem for Passover. And on this day, each family had selected one lamb that they would offer as a sacrifice for the Passover meal. We call it Palm Sunday, or they called that day Lamb Selection Day in Jerusalem. It was Lamb Selection Day that Jesus came riding into Jerusalem. Scholars suggest that there were up to 2,700,000 people in Jerusalem for the Passover. It was estimated that close to 265,500 lambs were needed for the Passover celebration. Can you imagine the scene? Everyone is in Jerusalem for the Passover. Everyone has heard about Jesus' healing Lazarus and raising him from the dead. Everyone has heard that Jesus was on his way. Can you put yourself in the sandals of the people standing alongside the road as Jesus rode into town? These people had lost their margins. They had been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for the Messiah. Year after year, the people came to Jerusalem, and they remembered the Passover, a time to remember what God had done for the Israelites so very long ago when they were held in captivity for 400 years. Remember Moses and Pharaoh? Remember the plagues? The final plague was the Passover, when all the Jewish people painted their doorposts with the blood of the Lamb. Everyone is there in Jerusalem. Everyone is celebrating the Passover, and the Lamb of God rides into town on a donkey. The people have gone crazy. They are tearing the branches off the trees and waving them in celebration. The southern tip of Africa used to be called Cape of Tempest. Its swirling seas and continuously adverse weather conditions caused sailors great anxiety, and it also took many lives. A certain Portuguese sailor was determined to find a safer route through those seas, and he did. He discovered a safer passage around the dangerous southern tip of Africa. The area was renamed the Cape of Good Hope, from the Cape of Tempest or the Cape of Good Hope. This is exactly what God is so good in creating, from Jeremiah to the people of Jerusalem, from Jesus to the people of Jerusalem. From each one of our marginless lives, hear these living words. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great was your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Wow. I can say this personally, that no matter what I'm going through, whether it's going through lead poisoning or going through trials or tribulations in my family life or church or burying a good friend, no matter what storms have risen up in my life, God's compassions have been there every single morning. The same goes for you. God's compassions for each one of us never fails. They are new every single morning. God's faithfulness to us is great. In today's message, as I was sitting down and figuring out how many days I've lived, it was interesting. I thought back about how God has been faithful in covering me all the days of my life. Maybe that's your job this week. There's a good so what, Pastor Dave. Figure out how many days you've lived on this earth. I can't see you. I don't know you. But God knows you. And God knows all the days of your life. Back over your life. Like the sailors of Cape Tempest. Like the Jews in a war-torn Jerusalem. You need to find the remembering hope that we have been given. Our God has been with us. Every single morning, we've been given God's compassion. Listen, if you're in dangerous territory right now, struggling, wait for hope. Our God is a hope. Our job today is to hope in God. That's what Lamentations teaches us. Well, how do we do that? We remember God's faithfulness. When I was ordained, and that was a long time ago, I finished my service by having the people sing, "Great is thy faithfulness." Even to this day, I'm going to be honest and share, even to this day, when I feel overwhelmed, whether it be in ministry or things that are going on in my life, when I am overwhelmed with lead poisoning, when I'm overwhelmed with what's going on in the world, when I'm overwhelmed with church ministry, this is the song that brings me back full circle. I start remembering hope. I sing, "Great is thy faithfulness." Hope has nothing to do with me and my faithfulness. Hope has everything to do with God and God's faithfulness. Remember that this week as we round the corner and come to a conclusion in our series on hope. I would ask you to sing with me. I wish I could sing, but I'll just read the words. Put yourself in the story. "Great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning from thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." Let us pray. Lord God, your faithfulness is new every morning. Your hope restores our lives. And we pray right now that you would come and shine your light into our lives, that we would have a remembering hope. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always, and remember hope. And all of God's people said, Amen. See you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, TheSeedChristianFellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.